Blog Talk Radio.
It's what you've been waiting for. It's what you've been waiting for. Yeah, I know we faded, but I know your heart ain't nothing to play with. You just gotta trust me, promise I won't break it. All I wanna do is make sure that you get your vibe and your body satisfied. Girl, we got all night, yes we do.
You ready?
It's what you've been waiting for. Yeah, it's what you've been waiting for.
Yes, 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 everybody. This is Alicia Monet, Divine Inspiration in the Flesh on Married to Change Radio. Happy Sunday, everybody. I hope that your Sunday is amazing. I hope you had an amazing week. I missed you all last week, and I am back this week. For all of you who are first-time listeners, welcome to the show. I'm so very thankful and just excited for you guys coming on the show and listening. I hope that you receive everything you came here for and even more. For those of you who are regular listeners, thank you so much for your support and for listening regularly. It really lets me know that you guys are receiving all that you guys came to receive and that I am doing a service to you all. It makes me feel really good. It makes me feel so very good. Divine inspiration is not only a gift to you, it's also a gift to myself and for myself. This is like my therapy, sharing my healing journey with you all, sharing the things that I'm learning, sharing the things that I'm interested in with you guys. It really is therapeutic for me, and I'm so very thankful that you guys are here listening and supporting, and I appreciate you all so very much. Before we get knee-deep into this show, though, I want us all to take three nice, long, loving inhale for four. We're going to hold for six, and we're going to release for seven, okay? We're going to do that three times. Are you ready? Everybody, let's inhale. Inhale. Last time, inhale. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Divine Grace, Father and Mother. I'm so very thankful for your love and grace, for the way that life is, for the way that this existence is set up, for breath, for air, for water, fire, earth, and ether. Thank you so very much for this beautiful design that we are and this beautiful unfolding and uncovering this journey we call life. Oh my gosh, this is so amazing. I just love it, love it, love it so much. I appreciate you and I thank you so very much. Ashe. Ancestors. Ancestors. Doors. I love you so much and I thank you so much. I appreciate your presence. You're always felt within me and around me. And I just appreciate you Uncle Roy, thank you for coming to me this week and for being with me. That was amazing. That is amazing. It's amazing that you're here with me and that you made your presence known. I've never felt your presence or actually seen you. And it's been a long time, bro. So it's pretty dope that you're here with me. I know that you're always with me, but I just appreciate you appearing to me. So let me know that you're here with me. That's pretty awesome. Thank you, thank you, thank you, guys. I love you. I appreciate you. Thank you so much. Oh, my gosh, so amazing. This is so amazing. I love you, I love you, I do. Warrior Empress, I am love, I am light, I am harmony, I am peace, I am joy, I am satisfied. Ashe, so beautiful. So beautiful. Angels, angels, angels. I love you, angels. I love you so much, and I appreciate you so much. Animal totems, insect totems. I appreciate you. I love you. I love you. I love you. Spiritual fathers and mothers. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I love you. I appreciate you. I am you. Ashe, ashe. Ashe, yes, welcome, 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 everybody. I love you so much. I thank you so much. I am so very just alive. I'm so very alive. I'm so very thankful. I'm just in a state of gratitude right now. I feel very appreciative. I feel very appreciated, and I'm very, very thankful and very, very happy. Welcome to the show. This is Alicia Monet, Divine Inspiration on the Marriage to Change Radio. I'm so excited about just doing this show. I'm so excited about all that you guys have to share tonight. For those of you who will be sharing, close the door, baby. For those of you who are going to call in and share, I'm so excited about all that I have to share tonight. Tonight's show is a wild card show. And for those of you who have no idea what I'm talking about, basically, tonight's show, it's a free-for-all. Whatever you guys want to talk about, if anybody wants to ask questions, you want me to pull a card for you, feel free to call in and say that. If you guys have an opinion about something, if you guys have something on your mind, if you guys had an epiphany, if you guys were doing some soul work, and it worked out for you during the week, if you guys have something you want to share about your week or about something that you've released, something that you realized, any of that, I am here to listen. I want to hear about it. I want to talk to you about it. If you want my opinion or advice, I really don't like to give advice. Who am I kidding? I love to give advice. I've been giving advice since I was like 3 years old, 2 years old. I naturally give advice because I'm naturally a counselor. I don't like to give advice. I love to do it because it's who I am, but I'm very mindful of giving advice nowadays because people, I realize that, it's funny what I'm about to say, but it's the truth. I realize that I don't know everything. It's true, I don't. I don't know everything, though I am all things. And through experience, I remember things as I experience things. So it's quite interesting because deep down inside, I do know everything. We all do because we are all divine sparks of the creators. However, in this flesh, I don't know everything. And it's a beautiful exploration to be able to learn, to relearn, to remember. With that being said, when it comes to giving advice, what works for me may not work for you. And I now have the knowledge, understanding, and wisdom to know that, whereas before, I didn't always know that. So if you notice when I speak, aside from soul work, which is assigned work for us to do during the week, I do tell people, like, you know, what would be in their best interest. You know, I do my best to use my words carefully so as to not tell people what they need to do or what they should do, because who am I to say those things? Again, another double thing there, because I am God. That's who I am to say those things. in one respect. In another respect, everybody's journey is different. Everybody's at different paths in their journey. And this is like for me, I'm speaking to myself here, really, because as a counselor and as how I chose to incarnate and what my mission is, I am here to give people advice and so give people medicine, really, to prescribe medicine for people. And over time, I'm becoming more cultivated in that. I'm becoming more discerning in that, because before I had like, this is what we all need to do. This is the answer. This is the cure-all for everything. And as a physician, that's not very wise. There is no cure-all for everything. However, as a spiritual or a metaphysical physician, through listening and hearing with all of my senses, I am able to identify certain areas within people and to prescribe certain remedies that are beneficial, be they herbal remedies, be they meditative remedies, be they spiritual practices or certain physical things that you can do or mental exercises. I'm able to do those things, and I love to do it. So if you want to call and you want to tell me about something that's going on with you and you want me to give you what I feel intuitively, I'm open to do that as well. It's a free-for-all, so we basically run the show. You guys call in at any time and let me know what you want to talk about, what you want to share, and we'll go from there. Otherwise, I'm going to talk about what I want to talk about, and I'm going to share what I want to share about, and that's also pleasant as well. I want to start off by just congratulating all of us. If you've been listening to this show for any length of time, then I want to congratulate you. I want to congratulate myself because we have grown tremendously over the past 2 going on 3 years. And it's just a beautiful growth process for all of us. And I'm so very proud of each and every one of us. You know, I'm thankful for this show because this show has proven to be a support system for a lot of people that I didn't even realize, and I still don't even realize, because everybody who listens to the show doesn't always call in and doesn't always let me know that they're listening, you know? So I don't know who's listening unless they tell me they're listening. Are they call in? Are you guys call in? Otherwise, I don't know unless you send me messages after the show or unless, you know, you catch up with me and tell me. And so for the most part, if you can imagine putting yourself in my position, I'm doing this purely because I'm passionate about it and because of the love that I have for my own self and the love that I have for you all. This is a safety. This is my comfort zone, actually, radio. This is a safety space, a safety net for me because I get to be myself in my own safe space without having to be directly in anyone's face. I get to reach the masses without having to do this one-on-one, having to repeat things over and over again to multiple people one at a time. And it allows me the freedom to speak fearlessly and to be fearless in this hour that I'm with you guys. That's not to say that I'm not, you know, fearless or working on fearlessness when I'm not with you guys. It's just to say that in this hour, during this time, it's just pure freedom, love, peace, healing, restoration, joy, harmony, balance, and just beautiful, yummy deliciousness. And it feels so good. And I know it feels so good to you all as well. So with that being said, let's get into this card that I pulled. So for those of you who don't know, I am a tarot reader. And I'm saying that with confidence. Like, I started tarot, learning about tarot, learning to read tarot in 2015. I took a class by Empress Ade, and it was amazing. It was a phenomenal class, and I basically started reading tarot every day for myself, and I got another deck. I had the, what is it called, the writer's deck? You know, listen, I am not versed in all of this stuff. I mostly operate via intuition. And that's perfectly fine, especially for those of you who are waking up and who are tapping into yourselves and who are being led intuitively to things like tarot and other divination tools like pendulums or the I Ching or whatever you're being led to, Reiki, whatever you're being led to intuitively, those modalities are modalities you most likely already used and mastered in another life, and you're just remembering. So you don't have to go through this extensive study. Some people are designed that way to where they're going to want to study this thing thoroughly, and they're going to want to make sure they know every single card and what it means and the number and blah, 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 blah. And they're not going to be satisfied offering a service or sharing that service with others until they feel comfortable and well-versed in it. That's not me. That's me for certain things, but that's not me when it comes to tarot. When it comes to tarot, I sort of just intuitively started reading it. It was at a point where I was studying the cards, you know, like, okay, what does three mean? What does this mean? What does that mean, you know? And then it got to the point to where Spirit was like, no, we're not going to look at the book. We're not going to look this up online. You are going to read the card, and you're going to read the energy, and you're going to read the person or read the situation or read whatever intuitively. And so I started doing that and got stronger in it. And what I started doing was reading for my friends and family members. Well, not really family, because my family's not really into tarot like that. But I started reading for my friends, and it was always on point. And then it got to a point to where I would feel it in my womb when I would read. It would get all warm and, like, start buzzing, and I would just be on a roll reading. It was kind of scary, I'm not going to lie. I was a little overwhelmed because I've never experienced something like this before. And I would just read and just start asking questions, and it would be on point. So I love it. I read it. I do it. Sometimes, depending on what I'm going through in my personal life, I will put the tarot cards down, and that's how I can measure where I'm really at, you know, as far as am I more internal, more inside of my intuition, am I more in my being and in my, you know, in my spiritual beingness, or am I more focused on what's happening around me, be it in my home or my friendships or businesses or work environment, whatever. I know, because when I'm in tune with myself, when I am doing what I'm supposed to be doing, then I'm reading tarot more regularly. I'm using my pendulum more regularly. I'm meditating more regularly. I'm doing things for myself more regularly, taking spiritual baths, just taking time out in nature to breathe, and things like this. So this is a barometer for myself. Because I don't know about you guys, but for me, this is a journey, okay? Extensively working on myself in 2013 after leaving the church in 2012. 2013, I said, I'm like, I got to rewrite this script. So I started rewriting my script. In 2014, I implemented the script I rewrote. By the end of 2014, I separated from everything that no longer served me, including my marriage. And then in 2015 is when I started to see the fruits of my labor for the past 2 years prior to that, planning out my life, implementing the plan, and then the fruits started coming in 2015. And that's when 2014 is when I took a serious look inside of my womb, because I realized, oh my gosh, everything around me is given birth through my womb. So if I want to change these things around me, I need to see what's going on inside of my womb. Aside from that, I knew that I had a lot of trauma that I hadn't dealt with, emotional trauma that was stored in my body. Now, a lot of this stuff that I know intuitively, not that I read a book about it, not that, you know, I took a class, but that I just knew. And to me, when I just know things, I call that me knowing in theory. I'm like, oh, yeah, I know that in theory because spirit would lead me to it. Or I will be, a teacher will appear, be it a person, place, thing, situation, teach me about whatever it is. And then I would remember and know, and I would still call that knowing in theory or theoretically I know, whoop, 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 dot, dot, dot. And then shortly after that, I feel like it's a class. Life is like a big old class of remembering, because shortly after that, I will experience something, that same thing, actually experience it. And then it's like, oh, yes, now I know, no. Now I have the experience. Now I have the understanding. Now I have the wisdom. Now I have all of that. And it crystallizes and solidifies inside of me. And it becomes my experience. So I no longer know in theory. It's no longer just a class that I took in life that I'm regurgitating or that I'm sharing with you all. Oh, yeah, this is how this works. It's now reality. It's now the truth. It's now my truth. And that's a big step for me because as far as my life and my experience before that has been, it's like if I read something, it's the truth. I'm designed that way. I'm designed to spread a message, to spread the truth. So I'm not designed to research the truth and figure out if it's the truth. I'm designed to be given the truth and to spread that message. And I understand that about me now. So whatever truth I'm given, I trust it as the truth and I spread it as the truth. And so for me to now say that, no, I'm not going to go ahead and just start spreading this truth that I have that I know theoretically, once I gain the experience myself and I have a crystallization process, then I will share it as the truth, and even then as my truth, because that may not be your truth, because you may not be designed like me, so you may not even receive information like me, and it is the same experience, you will not experience it like me. Therefore, you will not gain the same lesson or the same understanding or knowledge as me from the experience. Therefore, your understanding, your wisdom, what you gain from that is completely and totally different. And I accept that. I understand that. I accept that. And I acknowledge that. And it's all good. And that's a big, big step for me. That to me, is a lot of growth because that was not always the case with me and for me. So I'm really excited about that, that I gained stuff. It's just like being in school. I don't know how many of you guys were in school, college, a university, or junior college, whatever. But for me, whenever I was in school and I was learning a certain subject, the subject would appear everywhere, outside of school, outside of class, you know, with my friends, with my family members. And like every single way in which the lesson can occur, it occurred. For me to gain the experience of it, to solidify it, crystallize it, and make it my truth, or gain the wisdom so I can move forward in life. It's so beautiful. I just love the way that works. So now that we've got that out of the way, I would like to share with you all this tarot card that I pulled, okay? This tarot card that I pulled for us tonight is so indicative of what we've all been going through over the past, what, 8-9 months or so, maybe even longer. I would even argue, why are we going to say argue? I would even say since 2012, because we're experiencing this great purging that you guys always hear me talking about, this great cleansing. And for some of us, you know, we're going with the flow and we're releasing, even though it's hard as it comes, you darling, we're releasing as it comes. And for some of us, we're kicking and screaming and resisting so much that the universe has to yank rugs from underneath us and turn our lives upside down. So we have to lose everything instead of relinquishing everything. Because in order to grow and evolve as a being, we have to completely destroy everything in order to rebuild everything anew. And that includes everything. So for all of us, we have been, a lot of our thought processes are the things that we've ascribed to. So everything that we are, the things that we've agreed to, the different thought patterns, what am I trying to say here? The different programming, you know, religious programming, societal programming, all the programming is being destroyed, and some of that's hard to let go of. Relationships with lovers, that's a big one. A lot of us have been in, like, relationships that are over decades old, and some of them, you know, whatever, you've been in relationships with people, you're comfortable with them, but the relationship has to come to an end, and that's hard, and you're kicking and screaming. Maybe your addictions, you have to get rid of your addictions, and it's hard, it's coming to an end. You know, maybe your lifestyle, you know, you eat, like, crappy and your body's falling apart, and that has to come to an end. And it's just so hard because these are habits that we form, they become us, and we really feel comfortable in it. So it's hard to let go. But guess what? If you don't let it go and relinquish it step by step, I'm not saying you got to do like me and do things cold turkey. And then, like, because I tell you, like, I'm being more gentle with myself, but, like, when I figure out something is needs to change, I'm like, okay, I got to change it all right now. Everything has to go. And it's like, damn, I don't have anything now. Like, all right. And it's like, it's usually an abrupt change, but I'm getting better with that. I'm learning that baby steps are just as efficient and effective as one large chunk of stuff. And it's not as much as a shock on my body and on my system and on everybody else around me that that is affected by my behavior. So for some of you, though, you guys don't want to drop or release or let go of things. You're still holding on, and it's been tough, y'all. Y'all been getting smacked around here and jerked around. You guys have been in, like, a war zone that you guys are causing because you don't want to let things go. You're holding on to these same old raggedy friends that have not your best interest in mind, that talk about you like a dog when you're not around or are jealous of you or, you know, whatever. And you just like, oh, well, they were there for me that one time that I, you know, that I needed a ride somewhere, or that, you know, when my mom died or whatever. They were there for me that one time, so I owe them a whole life of suffering behind their foolishness because they're my friend and we've been friends for 15 years. No. And you don't want to let them go. So what happens? They drag you to hell with them and their endeavors and whatever they got going on, because they're wrecking your vehicle, they're trashing your house, they're spending your money because they need a little help, and you always come through to bail them out. And every time you have something that you want to do, they're like, oh, that's not going to work. You think that you can just do that? That's not going to happen like that. Or they always have something negative to say. Oh, you going to wear that? You going to wear that outside? Oh, that's your new boo? Oh, you think he loves you? It's just let them go, because you're suffering unnecessarily at this point, and you have no one to blame but yourself. But we're not going to be hard on ourselves and blame ourselves and have a pity party and woe is me or I'm the worst person in the world. We're not going to do that. We're simply going to acknowledge it, and we're going to release it in love and peace. You know, a lot of times I think that when we come to endings, we think that, oh, my God, it's the end. I got to cut this person off. I'm never going to talk to them again, never going to see them again in this situation. You know, it's never going to be, and it's so sad, and it's like a grief thing or whatever. Or when you're releasing people in particular, like, you got to just cut them off and never talk to them again. It doesn't have to be that way. You can release people in love and light and separate from them for a time, because the truth of the matter is we're all vibrating on a frequency. And if the frequency isn't congruent, then it's not going to be harmonious. There's going to be bumps in the road. And if you choose to be in a disagreeable or it's not possible to be in an environment where they're opposing things that are not in harmony with each other and there be harmony. You're going to be in the situation, in the environment, and you're going to feel uneasy. You're going to be thinking about why you shouldn't be here. your intuition, you're probably going to get some type of indigestion problem or a back problem or something in your body is going to be uncomfortable. You're trying to eat, you can't even swallow, or you feel like you want to vomit around certain people. Your body is trying to tell you something that your intuition already told you you're not listening to, and it's causing you to suffer. Let it go. Just let it go. Let it go. Which brings me to this card. This was the whole point, but I needed that prelude before the card because it leads up to the card. The card that I pulled is the Three of Swords, which lets me know that some of us are going through a lot of emotional turmoil, a lot of pain. This is not necessarily a bad thing. This is symbolic of beauty and emotion. This is symbolic of matters of the heart and you having to, it's change. You having to change some things and deal with this stuff emotionally. This could be very painful. This could be very, it could be very painful. It doesn't have to be. I mean, like, we're all growth, there's a little bit of pain. Even when you work out, when you're working on different muscles, you go to the gym and you work out, you work muscles you haven't worked before. Or you go dancing, whatever, you have a dance class. Some of you aren't into the gym. And you start, you know, working out muscles you've never worked before, they're going to be sore. It's going to be a little pain. And for some of us, that pain feels really good. So this doesn't have to be bad. It just indicates that there's a lot of emotional changes happening, piercing of the heart, because you might have come to the conclusion that something that you've loved and cherished and, you know, been dedicated to or committed to or loyal to is no longer good for you. So you have to make a change. You have to make a change, and that's okay. It could be in a relationship. It could be a business. It could be any of that. It could be you're healing your body, and as you're healing your body and eating right, your body is purging, so you have, like, your poop. You poop more, and maybe it's a little painful. I don't know. Maybe you're having infections in your body because you're cleansing, and so everything is coming out, so you might have cysts or boils or things like that, different urinary tract infections, conjunctivitis, eye infections, whatever, you know, a lot of mucus coming out, draining. That may be painful for a lot of you. A lot of stuff comes out on your skin, so you might have breakouts on your body, and it might be embarrassing or physically painful, but mostly emotionally because you have to be in public around people while this is happening to you, and you might be self-conscious about it. Which is interesting because this card brings up another point about a lot of this emotional pain and a lot of this turmoil being dealing with perception and the way you perceive this change that's going on inside of you and around you and the way that you think others perceive you during this time and during this change or how you feel others might perceive you as you change and grow. So a lot of that emotional turmoil may be that. A lot of it can be because you're clearing things out, and so a lot of emotional things are coming up. However, this is the card that I pulled, and then my baby came and pulled the card, and this is so fitting through this. It's so beautiful. The card that he pulled is the number 7 card, movement of the major arcana, which is beautiful because, let me back that up. I'm getting so excited. I'm not talking fast, which I'm very proud of myself for being super excited and not just like being a motor mouth about it. Let me rewind. The 3 that we got of swords, 3 is that Christ energy. It's the triangle. It is sacred geometry. It's necessary in order to be that clear, clean vessel. Knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, father, mother, child, 2 coming together to create. And in order for that to happen, there needs to be change. It is a chemical, an alchemical change that takes place. within the being, in your electric system, in all of your body systems, and that can be painful. And it's short, so this also indicates a lot of mental activity, because all change begins where first, everybody? Yep, in the mind. That's right, you said it. In the mind. So that's that. Then we have the seven in the major arcana, which is movement. And this is the goddess deck, the goddess oracle. Movement. Seven is a spiritual number. Do you follow me here? Time where we're becoming more spiritually inclined, and we need to. We're going inward, and inward is nothing but God, nothing but spirit. And so through this heartache, through this pain, through this mental exercise we got going on, movement is the key. Continue to move through it. Move your body. And this is what's so beautiful about us multidimensional beings, multifaceted beings, is that let's say you're stuck in one area because you're mentally exhausted and you're just going over this thing over and over and you just seem stuck on this because you cannot find a resolution. You can find movement in other areas. You can go and walk. You can move your body instead. Or you can, if you like, you move your body all the time. Are you feel stagnant? You feel stagnant with your body. You're not moving your body. You can move your mind. You can do spiritual exercises and move the fluids within your body. You can do other things. You can do mental exercises, spiritual exercises. But movement is important. Go somewhere. Do something. And it's important. Is that a false one? Oh my gosh, we have a caller. Caller, speak to me.
Greetings, how are you?
I am wonderful. Greetings. Who am I speaking with?
This is Amira L., your Facebook friend, Sister L. from Prosperity Wednesday. Thanks for inviting me earlier, and I'm loving the show, my first-time listener.
Oh, wow. Welcome on the show. You are so very welcome. This is a good show for you to call in on. This is a wild card show, so I'm happy you're listening. So what motivated you to call in?
Well, I mean, I'm so busy, but I had some free time, and you know, I do follow you on Facebook, and, you know, when I found out it was a wild card, I really, you know, didn't have anything in particular that I wanted to talk about. I just wanted to comment and commend you on the great job that you're doing. This is needed, counseling people, you know, in this false reality that people are living in. This is needed because people can go back, they can listen to the show, or they can call in and express themselves. So you're giving your portion to humanity, and I really appreciate you for that.
Thank you. You just warmed my whole being. I have a big, juicy smile on my face now. Thank you so very much. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Yes, that is so beautiful. I'm happy that you listened. Is this the first time you got an invitation?
I'm not sure, to be honest with you, but I noticed it this afternoon. I decided that I said I'm going to take a break from working and just do something that I want to do, and I wanted to listen to the show.
Wonderful.
I wanted to get some divine inspiration.
That is so amazing. And you know what? What do you do for work?
I'm an online marketer.
Wonderful. See, you know, a lot of times we beat ourselves up because we want to stay busy. We feel like we got to do the most and we got to work. And it's so important to take that pause like you did and do something for yourself, no matter what that is. It doesn't have to be super elaborate. I think a lot of times when we hear, do something for you, we think, okay, I got to do something for me. I got to go do something. But for you, that was simply taking a break and listening to a show. And that's beautiful. And I appreciate you for sharing that and for calling in on the show.
Thank you, and I'll be calling in the future. You're every Sunday at this time, correct?
Correct. I sure am. I will be looking
I'll be
forward
calling.
To it.
Yay. You're welcome, and I'll listen in for the rest of the show, and, you know, it's just great. I'm feeling it.
Yay. I'm feeling you, sis. Thank you so very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. You can press 1 and continue to listen. That makes me feel so good, you know. It makes me feel really good to know that people are getting fed or being fed from this show. I love this show. It's so funny because it's so natural for me to be doing this. It feels so good and so natural, and it's so like a hobby. It's not even like work. It's not even like anything, but it has such a huge impact, and I take that for granted. I'm not going to lie. I take this show for granted, you guys. As much as I love it and I'm so happy to be here every Sunday, I could be doing a lot more with this show to make it expand even further. And I don't even put my energy into it. I just love the show. I'm just like, I love the show. I love doing it. And so hearing that it has a great impact on people and that it's needed, it is needed. We're shifting from 3 to 5D. We didn't get a manual. Nobody gave us a manual for this. All we have is ourselves and each other, and that's important. This is a really good point because for me, I've been taught as a woman in my family to be independent. Oh, my God. Like, this has been drilled in my being. Like, you got to be independent. Independent woman. Independent. Independent. And not just as a woman, as a being. You got to be independent. You can't depend on nobody. You got to depend on you. But we're not independent beings. If we were independent, we would be the only being on the earth. We're not. We're not even independent. We're not even independent by nature. We depend on plants for oxygen. We depend on the sun. We depend on H2O, that's water. We depend on all of these other elements around us to survive. But we think that we can make it alone. As independent from other beings? That doesn't even make sense. That doesn't even make sense, you guys. Like, why do we just subscribe to the things that people say? Why do we just subscribe to the things that people teach us? We really need to not take things for face value. And it's not our fault because we're fed, spoon-fed stuff as children. That's why I love this new wave of children. Like, my son, he questions me on stuff. Like, he doesn't just take my word for everything. He questions me, and sometimes I'm wrong. And he'll be like, Mommy, that doesn't make sense. And I'm like, you know what, baby, you're right. That doesn't make sense. But we really need to question the things that we've been given because we're not independent, and we don't need to be independent. How can you be independent and survive? Think about that. Even on a superficial level, you want to open up a business. Guess what? You need a loan. You can't independently open a business unless you have money. You can't make money without exchanging money with somebody. So there's no way to be independent. That doesn't make any sense. We're interdependent beings. We're interdependent beings. And that's just the truth. All right. I'm going to take a pause right now, and we're going to go to a song so I can serve my son. He's been very patient, and he wants dessert. So I'm going to serve him dessert. Well, we listen to this song right now because mommy duties surpass all duties. I love you guys so very much. And Zion is number one. He comes first. And he's been very patient. And so we're going to give him his dessert. You're listening to Alicia Monet, Divine Inspiration, on Marriage and Change Radio. We'll be right back after this song.
It's a win, baby. Feels like something's missing where you been lately. Trying to tell myself that I ain't in too deep. Give me all of you and take all of me. This is more than we How the time flies, know I got my ways about me, always in two minds. I see you sold it to me, mommy told me he's a nice guy. Know you got your ways about you too, this is new to me, is this new to you?
Send me your location, let's focus on communicating, cause I just need the time and place to come through. Send me your location, let's ride the vibrations. I don't need nothing else but you. At times I wonder why I fool with you, but this is new to me, this is new to you. Initially I didn't wanna fall, but you gather my attention, it was all for you. So don't take advantage, don't leave my heart damaged. To understand that things go a little bit better when you plan it. Oh, so won't you send me your location, let's focus on communicating, cause I just need the time and place to come through. Send me your location, let's ride the vibrations. I don't need nothing else but you. I don't wanna fall in love, Papa, so please, so let's get personal. I got a lot of cool spots that we can go. Tell me what's the move and I got you. I'm only acting like this cause I like you. Just give me the vibe to slide in. Oh, I might make you mine by the night then. Give me your location, let's focus on communicating, cause I just need the time and place to come through.
Oh, you say it's all you need, so you can take control and baby, I'll follow your lead. You say it's best to plan it through, well boy, I don't agree. The best things happen unplanned, the result of you and me. This is more than they can teach, meet me somewhere off the map. I'll share my location with no one else, so don't be late. It's undecided, it will determine our fate. Boy, would you mind if we continue this off his face? Earth has never been it for me, all of what I'm envisioning isn't just what the eye can see. Or what the mind can read. Balance is just balance, yin and yang. I'll hold you down if you're here for the madness. Nothing's ever straightforward, but I'm sure we can manage. I say I'm calm and collected, you say it's passive aggressive. What's with the fighting and the stressing? I'm not here for that, neither are you. It's not what we do. Maybe I'm just missing your touch. You should come through, yeah, yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. Welcome back, everybody. This is Alicia Monet, Divine Inspiration on Married to Change Radio. And I'm so happy to be here with you all. So like I was saying before the break, we are interdependent beings, and we have been taught and force-fed this thing about us being independent. So it makes it – so we basically programmed our subconscious to reject being interdependent, reject on the subconscious level a certain level of interdependence that's necessary in order for us to evolve and grow. The whole reason I brought that up was because we are in a 5D existence. We are online, you guys. This is what all this cleansing and purging is about. All that we learn in the Bible about becoming new creatures and, you know, having the Holy Spirit and the building the kingdom of heaven, all that stuff, this is what's taking place as we speak right now. So we're purging everything, and in order to do that, we must become new creatures. New creatures, meaning we must be completely destroyed and rebuilt. How can we be rebuilt? By ourselves? Alone? No. That's not the way it works. It's with the three energy, hence me pulling the three of swords. Hence now there being this overwhelming energy that's leading people into relationships and out of relationships. So a lot of people are finding their soulmates at this time, are partnering up with their divine counterparts, twin flame, soulmate, whatever you want to call it. This is happening, and a lot of people are leaving relationships that have expired because we need each other. We do. We need each other in order to form a certain sacred geometrical shape within ourselves in order to allow Christ's energy to flow through us in order for us to evolve and expand and really create. A lot of us, none of us remember, I can't say that. I don't know everybody. I don't know. Let me take that back. Most of us don't remember why we came to Earth. Before we were here on Earth, some of us decided to come down on Earth to serve a certain purpose. I am one of those beings. Earth is not my home planet. I came here to serve a certain purpose, to initiate an awakening of sorts, to awaken individuals and to activate individuals. That's what I came to do. I do this by emitting love, peace, healing, and restoration. It just so happens we have the radio, and this is the medium by which I choose to do it. I can reach more people this way, and this is just what I'm supposed to be doing. So, I didn't come in this incarnation remembering this. I got little clues, and we all get little clues. I'm going to share my clues with you guys that helped me remember what I'm supposed to be doing. So for those of you who don't know what you're here to do, perhaps my clues will help you to recognize your own clues so that you can be more aware. And if you have clues and you want to share them with me, feel free to call in and do so. So, example, as a little girl growing up, I used to sit on my computer and play Tetris and have full-on talk shows. I was the host, who could have been a man or a woman. Didn't matter. I changed my voice. I had all kind of accents, everything. Sometimes I was a man. Sometimes I was a woman. I was the expert. There was always an expert on my show that came on to talk about whatever the topic was. And there were always guests that the expert was helping out, the one that needed the help, the expert came on to help, and their audience members that asked questions. I played every role. I also used to act on this show that I had while I played Tetris. I would have full-on plays that I just made up in my mind. My friends are like, "We came here to play with you." And I'm like, "Well, I'm doing this. You guys can play with anything you want to play with. When I'm finished here, we can do something together." But I did that. That was one thing. And that was like middle school, elementary. In middle school, I did the announcements in the morning. Actually, I did the Pledge of Allegiance in the morning on the loudspeaker. I don't even know how I got into that. I didn't volunteer for that role. Some kind of way, I was pushed into that role. High school, I did the announcements in the morning. Don't know how I ended up doing that either. And everybody would say, "You have a radio voice. You should go on the radio. You should go on the radio." And I'm like, "Oh, yeah, whatever. I'm going to go be a psychologist because my family needs help. We got mental illness. We need to fix this. I am not about to be on medication my whole life. And nobody I love is going to be on medication. I need to go to school, these classes." I'm like, "I don't want to be sitting up in nobody's office, even my own practice, dealing with people telling me about their emotional problems, and then I have to sit up there and take that," because back then I didn't realize how sensitive I was to energy. I felt, you didn't even have to tell me what was going on with you. I felt it, and I absorbed it, and it made me sick. And I was like, "I don't want to do this. This is depressing. I can't do this. So what am I going to do?" And I was like, "Oh, Most High, what am I going to do, Father God? Please tell me what I'm supposed to be doing. In Jesus' name. I don't even think I used Jesus' name back then, actually, to be quite honest, because think that was the time I realized that there was no J. Why are we even saying this? We've been hoodwinked. Our ancestors didn't do this. They were forced. This is crazy. So I probably didn't use the name Jesus at that point. But I did ask Father God, what am I supposed to be doing? Over the summer, I went home and I picked up a magazine. It's Kathy Hughes on the magazine cover. The first African-American female radio broadcasting owner. She owned a radio broadcasting company. And I'm like, dang, that's pretty powerful to own a media outlet, because our programming comes through the media. A lot of it does. And the only counter we have is an African-American woman named Kathy Hughes on 92.3 The Beat out here in Los Angeles. Are you kidding me? This is the only one? It is 2005, for crying out loud. It's like 2005. Why is this the only woman? Like, I'm going to be the second woman. I have to be, because I need to be in control of the media. I need to control what's being fed, what we're being fed, because this is affecting our children. This is affecting the way that we think. I didn't understand then, like I understand now, just how impactful that programming is in our subconscious, because we create our own reality through our thoughts. I didn't know all that. I just knew that they were programming us, and it was all bad, and I had to do something about it. Then it hit me. Oh, my God, my whole life, I have been doing this whole radio thing. I didn't even know. I immediately go back to school and get an email inviting me to have a radio show for free. Just come do radio on campus. And I did that. They loved the show so much. It was once a week for 1 hour that they added an extra hour, and it was 2 hours a week. And I did that. These were little clues. In addition to that, ever since I was a little girl, I've been forced in leadership positions in every arena that I've been in. Dancing, since elementary school, I've been forced to be the choreographer and to set, I don't even know how this happened. I've been forced to be the choreographer to help with choreography and to help with creating an outlet for us to even be able to dance. So, like, I would be the one speaking to the higher ups about, we need to perform. How do we go about doing this? In elementary, you guys, second grade, third grade, this was me. In middle school, same thing with dancing. In drill team, in daycare, this was what I did. And not just with dancing, with speaking, public speaking. I've been a public speaker since middle school. I've been speaking about issues that are pressing for us. I've been like a mentor and tutor since high school. Even though, like, I was a hot mess in high school, I still spoke, and I still found ways to perform in high school. I was performing and brought people in to rap and dance. I was in leadership. I don't even know how all this happened. These were little clues. Oh, Alicia, you're going to be speaking. You're going to be a public speaker in person as well, hosting and facilitating workshops. I facilitated workshops all throughout college for high schoolers and for college students. Being raped multiple times, 3 times to be exact, allowed me to have a passion for sexual assault, because sexual assault happens all the time. It's on the radio. It's in the music. It's in the videos, in the movies that we watch. It's so common that we think it's normal when we're being catcalled, or when somebody says or shares a sexual innuendo, and it's like normal. We're supposed to just like, that's all normal, it's all good. When there are predators after our children or after us, like, this is a real life thing for women. It really happens, and nobody talks about it. Like, it just, like, we're just an isolated bubble, and this stuff doesn't happen, and like, we're strange for it happening to us. This stuff happens to all women and even men all over the place. And I used to speak out about that. I hosted workshops at different conferences at UC, at the different UCs and different colleges, about subconscious sexual assault and about STDs and about safe sex and about conscious sex and about, dude, I've always been talking about sex. Sex is one of my favorite subjects. That's another thing. So these are little clues that the universe gave me, that I gave myself to remind myself of my mission here. I am here to safely express sensuality as a divine woman on earth in a safe, healthy way, to unpervert the perverted. All of the perversion around sex, I'm here to undo all of that and to teach healthy sexual habits, because sex is so important. It's how we heal. It's how we rejuvenate. It's how we create. It is the elixir of life. Healthy sexual relating is the elixir of life. It is immortality. It's the key to immortality. It is everything. It's how we create. That's why orgasms feel so good and why creation feels so good. And not just creating children, which is a whole other life. It is creating everything. And I feel like my sexual trauma and sexual experience such early on in life, I started having sex at 13, like all the time. I was a nympho with one guy, but still, it doesn't matter. I was exposed to sex early. I was molested as a child, anally raped as a child, raped growing up as a young adolescent. And yeah, it's like, oh, that's so sad, you're a victim, blah, blah, blah. But really, no. I experienced those things so that I could purge all of that karma so that I can get into what I'm supposed to be doing. And so that's another thing. So these are all clues. And I'm sure you all have clues in your life. And those clues lead you to remember why you're here. And so I hope that you guys all will pay attention to those clues and make do with what you've been given. And before we get into our soul work, I'm going to leave on one more thing that I want to talk about. And this is putting people on pedestals and comparing yourself to people, because I did this a lot. I have a habit of this. I've done this my whole life, and my dad always tells me, honey, what you admire in other people, you already have within yourself. And, like, you put these people on pedestals that they don't deserve to be on, and it's like you far surpass them in morality. And that may seem like a little thing, morality, but it's a big deal, because morality, it goes hand in hand with sacredness and divinity. Because there could be a person that does great works in the community that's just a messed up individual on the inside, but they can do so much for everybody else on the outside, and they can provide services and believe me, they can provide services and products for you that totally revitalize your life, that heal your whole being inside and out, and they don't even implement these things in their own lives. And you look up to them because of the products and services that they're providing for you that are changing your life. But then once you get to know them, once you're around them, once you see their character, how they deal with other people, how they speak to other people, you know, the way that they deal in their personal life, the way they talk to their friends, the way they talk to you and about you, all of these things matter. The way they treat people who clean up, the way they treat people who serve them, like at restaurants and stuff, the way they treat their business, the way they treat people that they have conflict with, all these things matter. The way that they treat their relationships, the people they allow inside of their bodies, all of this matters. And I do understand that we're all on a healing journey and nobody has made it to the promised land yet. And I do take that in consideration. I do. Same time, I tend to see the beauty in all beings and, like, people in their highest potential. And that's how I get screwed over a lot. Because then these same people end up either hurting me and taking advantage of me or misusing and abusing me. I don't blame them. I'm the one who refuses to acknowledge what I see and what I feel. And by not being true to myself, by acknowledging what I see and what I feel and not going, no, this is just a bad day for them. They went through something. They're having a hard time. You know, I see past that. No. Trust your intuition. You don't have to put people on pedestals. They don't have to be knocked down just because they're not their highest self or they're not embodying the highest version of themselves, even though they're aspiring to. They don't have to be knocked down either. They just don't have to be put on pedestals. And that's just that. I feel like as a person who is a client, who is seeking or who at one point was seeking to be healed and for healing to release blockages, as one of my sisters says, I went to people and I went to them with an expectation that they were clean on the inside and that they were, you know, they were on a pedestal. And this is not just over the past years. This is my whole life, I'm telling you. Pastors, priests, people that appear to have beautiful lives. And then when I meet up with them for whatever healing or whatever I feel like I need from them at the time that I'm willing to, you know, exchange with to get, then I realize after getting to know them, whoa, these people are not clean. Or they don't have a moral standard that is bad, but high enough for me. It's true. I have high standards for myself when it comes to my purity and my divinity. I'm nowhere near where I want to be, but I'm headed in that direction. And so I expect people that I'm working with, that I'm calling forth to help me to get on a higher vibratory frequency, to be on that frequency themselves. And what I've come to realize is that that's not the case. And even though it's not the case, doesn't mean I discard the person or the people. It just means that I know that. And I don't have to be all disappointed and be like, oh, this doesn't work, or this is a sham, or these people are fake or phony. No, it's just where they're at, and that's okay. I accept that, but I'm aware of that now. And that's just what it is. Things and these gifts and these things that I admire in these beings that I go to in the first place for these tools and this healing, it's beautiful. I admire those things about them. Those are the same characteristics that may lie dormant in myself or that are awakening in myself, which is why I caused them to me to begin with in the first place. You know, it's all a magnetic thing. And I could love them and share that with them and move on. And I don't have to have any hard feelings about whatever's going on with them. That's my lesson that I want to share with you all, because I know I'm not the only one that feels disappointed when a person that I consider a leader or something, you know, has like a falling out or they're not perfect. Oh, my God, they're human. They're human, I am it. And then it's like, oh, my God, my whole world is shattered because they're human. Like, duh, they're human. Love them. Love them. Send them love and prayers and good cheer. Don't talk bad about them. Don't go off telling everybody, oh, yeah, this, and that, and third, especially when their products and services actually work for you and their personal life is just out of order. Like, don't do that. Don't do that. Find some compassion. You don't want to be friends with everybody. Find some compassion. Send them away in love and keep it pushing. And don't be so torn apart when you realize that everybody's not what they seem and who they seem. You know, accept them for who they are, love them where they're at, and keep it pushing. Continue to raise your vibration. It's all about you, boo. Now, let's get into our soul work for the week. Now, I didn't know what the show was going to be about because it's a wild card. So I was given the instruction to just go with the flow and see what comes. But I do have a centering thought for the week. And the centering thought for the week is, everything around me works together to strengthen, grow, and evolve me. Everything around me works together to strengthen, grow, and evolve me. Everything around me works together to strengthen, grow, and evolve me. Everything around me works together to strengthen, grow, and evolve me. It's the truth. It's the truth. It's the truth. Say it like you mean it. Look in the mirror and say it with a smile. Say it in the shower. Love yourself. The homework for the week is, soul work for the week is to go into your archives, your memory bank, and pull out all of your hints and clues. Write them down and look at what it is that you're here to do. And I want you to close your eyes and envision yourself in your highest form, your highest at your highest vibratory frequency, living it out. Imagine it in your mind and really sit with it. There is no time. Just relax and sit down and visualize it. Feel how good it feels to serve humanity. Feel how good it feels to share your gifts with us. We need your gifts. I need you. And write it all down. And take 5 minutes doing that every day this week, okay? I love you guys so very much. Next week, I have a very special guest coming on to share with us about the Temple of Wellness and the 7 principles of wholeness and wellness. I'm really excited about that. And I love you guys. I love you guys. Thank you guys for being here with me. I know you all are listening, even though you didn't call in. I appreciate you. I hope this was helpful for you all. I hope that you guys were fed. I was fed doing this. And I love you. It's simple and plain. I love you. Peace, love, and fairy dust. Until next time.
Keep up!
Players only!
Come on, put your pinky rings up to the moon!